And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. And I don't know what Joseph is doing. You're making these sounds sort of like on when you go on dates. These are certain sounds of dating from Joseph. So let me hear some more sounds. Wow, that would be some date. I wouldn't want to be that person. Eric Greiner behind the glass. Trisha in studio. Greg will be here soon for Real Hockey Talk. What?
I wouldn't want you to be that person.
Yeah,
either.
That would be Greg wins the poll. No, I mean, who wins the poll? All right.
Is it a poll or a bet?
He wins the polar bear. Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's bear show. And, of course, is Kung Fu Fighting by CeeLo Green from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah, the Panda. Do you like Panda Express, by the way?
No.
Yes. You don't?
It's okay when it's free.
Not bad, right?
I like when it's free.
When it's free?
Yeah, occasionally they have them
when
for free.
When they come out with samples and here's orange chicken.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Oh, I'd never seen that.
Speaking all the time of, at lunchtime.
Speaking of orange chickens, right now we have on comedian Taylor Williamson.
That was quite
good
the segue.
Good
what
morning.
Was that segue?
I have no idea. But
That's not a segue.
I don't know.
Start it again.
They're rubber chickens, not orange chickens.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I have to say, last year we had on Taylor, and it is one of the most memorable segments that we've ever had. I've gotten so many comments about it. Half of our listeners thought it was the most awkward thing they've ever heard, and they felt bad for both parties. And the other half loved it. They thought it was just hilarious.
Taylor, I wasn't here that time, so why was it awkward?
Because I kept trying to set Taylor up with all of his jokes from America's Got Talent.
Ah.
And right? You remember that, right, Taylor?
Oh, it was the greatest day of my life. I think about it every day.
So it's like the orange chicken segue, right? Right.
Hey, I like orange chicken. It's an honor.
Oh,
why are you trying to make it weird? Why can't you just let this segue be great?
Taylor's sticking up for me.
I like pepper. What's it called?
Pepper.
Cracked. No, not
pepper.
Crack. Come on.
Pepper steak.
Pepper.
No, black pepper chicken or something like that.
Well, cocaine?
Yeah. Well, that's for dessert.
Well, you know, Taylor's on with us today because he's over at the Tempe Improv.
Are you?
Yeah,
nice.
He's been there the last couple nights, and he's going to be there tonight and tomorrow as well, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling jokes at the comedy club.
That's a great place. I love the Improv in Tempe. That is just a cool place to be. So when
it's honestly, mate, like I'm not just saying this. Like I've been to horrible places a lot, but it's just one of the best comedy clubs in the country. It might be the best.
Yeah, I think so too.
Perfect.
I saw Howie Mandel there once, and he doesn't like to
Yeah,
he was hysterical. He doesn't really like to do a lot of live performances anymore, but he...
Well, he does, actually. He actually does... maybe he does more than me, actually, but he does theaters a lot.
Oh, he does? Nice.
He's in a different... he's a little bit bigger than I am right now.
He's been around.
No, don't sell yourself short. Of course, you know, for those who might have forgotten, Taylor Williamson got second place on America's Got Talent a couple years ago.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would ever forget that?
You certainly.
What a silly thing to say.
You had me at second place. So tell us about the improv experience. You got some good crowds coming out there?
Yeah, it's great. I love, honestly, that's great. I've been coming here since I was like 19. I used to like come out and do the opening spot. They give me like 4 minutes, and it's really special to come back and get the headline. And it's amazing. I love it out here. I would say it's probably my favorite club. I might say that. I'll just say it's my favorite club. I'll do that. I did it.
Definitely. Now, you know,
Phoenix crowds are good. They're good.
It's good.
I appreciate all the people who aren't going to the country. Country Thunder thing is kind of weeding out the people I don't want on my show anyway, so it's working out really well.
Excellent. So give us a taste of what people can expect when they come out there to see you.
I'm going to tell lots of jokes about minorities and handicapped people and my penis. It's just a really special night for the family, you know?
So you mean the whole family can come out and enjoy these stories that you have about these various... parts.
Well, actually, tomorrow night they lower the age restrictions. They say 15 and up, but if you just lie and say they're 15, there's no ID check. And Yeah, actually, tomorrow night, Sunday, you can actually bring out your kids if you're a horrible parent.
Oh, and, very good, very good. Well, you know, I have a bone to pick with you, you know, Taylor, because I'm so.
Whoa.
Talk about a segue.
No, not that.
I thought we were cool.
We are.
Yes, we are. But, you know, I was trying everything to get you in studio. We wanted to meet you. We're such big fans, and you just wanted to call in. What are you just
laying
in bed?
He's calling from the other room. I see him through the window.
Hey, you got to remember. He's a night person like I am. When you're working the clubs, you're a night person. This is like telling somebody you want to meet with them for breakfast at 5 in the morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're great, by the way. I can tell you're very beautiful by your voice and your intelligence.
Thank you. I like you, too.
She's available.
Oh, hey, what's up?
And I'm a night person.
After a quick Mexican divorce.
Oh, wow. I see Heidi Klum. You want to get in on that? I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but the more you seem very excited to want to meet me, and that kind of creeped me out. Like, normally people are like, do you want to be on our show? And I'm like, yeah. I'd be like, I would love to have you in the studio. And I'm like, all right, buddy, calm down. I did a background check and stuff, and it seems like the safest thing to do is a phone call.
Oh, okay. It sounds like maybe you noticed that Joseph has a pet duck.
Yeah.
Is that what scared you off?
He has a pet. A pet what?
Duck.
Duck.
You have a pet dog?
Yes.
If I knew that, I would be there right now.
Well, I would have brought you. You could have met him and everything like that.
He came in third place on the cutest pet competition for a magazine.
The radio station has a strict no duck policy.
Yeah, and the pit bull beat the duck in the cutest.
It would beat it in a lot of things. Yeah.
In fact, the pit bull.
I swear to God, if I knew that you would have a duck in studio, I would have been there.
Well, when you going to be back? We'll bring the duck in studio and have you in studio. When are you coming back?
All right, deal. Next time I'm in town, I will come in studio if you promise to bring a duck with you.
We'll bring it, and it'll be prepared a la Peking.
Yeah.
No.
That would have, those are fighting words for Joseph.
No.
Wait, so we are not going to eat it, though?
No. We're not.
It's alive.
Do you eat your best friends, Taylor?
Yes.
That's probably for tonight.
Taylor Hannibal Lecter.
Wait, I have a question. So this duck, like, is it legal to have a duck pet?
Yes, of course. He wears a diaper.
For real?
Yeah.
This is for real.
And it sleeps on his chest.
No, not just like that. He has one webbed foot on his chest all night. Mm-hmm. The duck stands at like attention to protect Joseph, having his one webbed foot on Joseph's chest all night long and protecting Joseph. Can you believe that?
So Joseph, oh God.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Yes,
that's
exactly. That's the problem.
Yeah. No.
No, that's where the other web foot is in between them.
Oh God. Guys,
yeah,
please.
It's tricky, I'll tell you.
Wow. This is why I didn't come in studio, because you guys are inappropriate. Yeah. And I didn't know there was going to be a duck. Wait, what's the life expectancy on a duck?
At least 7 years.
And where did you get the duck? Did you go to Chinatown and just say, I'll take it?
Chinatown? Take it home? No. There's a very nice feed store called Pratt's Pets that's over on Glendale, and I highly recommend you checking it out if you'd like.
No. All right, you got a sponsor. I get it. Okay.
No, it's not. It's not a sponsor.
Why not? Why can't it be a sponsor?
It's truly where Joseph adopted the duck.
Yeah.
At a feed store, how backwards is that, at a theme store, like tack and food. He lives out
in
the country in New River,
yeah,
and they got feed stores out there.
You know, we got Frank Dimitri out there in Black Canyon City. He was on America's Got Talent last year, you know.
Frank, want to be in studio now. Frank, I don't blame you.
Frank Dimitri, he was one of them crooners.
He was a crooner?
He was a crooner. He was on America's Got Talent last year.
He was on it. Right. You notice he didn't say he placed.
You're stressing me out. So a feed store? Like, so this dock was going to be a meal for somebody?
No, not that kind of feed. Like, tack and feed.
It's where you buy horse food and stuff.
They've got, like, chickens and stuff. Not to eat, but, you know.
Excuse me. People get chickens, and they do, besides getting eggs from the hens, they sometimes eat them.
Sometimes, yes. But, they're, you know, I got them as a little baby duckling, you know, it's a couple days old. And, you know, they got them there to... Now I'm really talking like I'm from Nerva.
Yeah, you do.
It makes him nervous to talk about what could have happened.
See, here, Taylor, this is how it works. It's a concept in psychology called imprinting. And when a little duck is hatched, the first thing they notice, they think it's their mom. And so Joseph is sort of a mom figure.
It's kind of like how you know, guys like you and I, Taylor.
Nursing was impossible.
It's kind of like how guys like Taylor and myself, you know, imprint on women, right? We follow them around and whatnot. What?
Wait, don't bring me into this.
That's called stalking. Well, that's not imprinting.
Have you never imprinted on a woman?
Again, another reason why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Guys like you and I.
Yeah, what's up with that?
You don't want to be.
You're scaring the guy away, for God's sakes.
I woke up before 1 p.m. for this.
I know. But that's okay, because I haven't been to bed since 9 o'clock last night. So, you know, hey, we're on an even keel here.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I told you I'm a night person.
Explain what?
What happened? What happened last night?
She's a nurse.
I'm a nurse.
Oh.
So I was
you're disappointed. You thought it'd be a good story, right? Film at 11, though.
Boring.
Taylor, so that's what happened. The little duck imprinted on Joseph and now follows him around like a little duck with the mama duck. And Joseph is like the mama duck.
I'm truly still a little bit confused. So I get that people buy the chickens to lay eggs and stuff, but you can buy a duck? What would another purpose of a duck for you?
For eggs. I mean, if you want duck eggs, or if you want to, you know, just have them. They're good watchdogs type
things.
Watchdog, tasty.
Was it around Easter time? Because sometimes people buy ducklings and chick. And
no, his birthday's in June.
Okay.
Yes.
What's his birthday? My birthday's in June.
Really? What day?
Gemini.
Me and his doctor are Gemini.
I'm confused, Joseph. Is his birthday the day that his egg was laid or the day he hatched?
Yeah, is it the chicken or the egg?
I don't know. Do you consider your birthday, Taylor, when you were conceived or when you were actually birthed?
Sure.
All of the above.
How dare you talk about my mother?
Oh, man, Joseph.
How's she doing, by the way? How's she doing?
Ew.
Not that kind of how is she doing?
I'm going to talk about you guys in therapy next week.
Hey, we may be part of a show tonight. You know that? It's spelled BREAK through thinking, by the way.
We know that that Taylor, you talk about, you know, your grandmother and whatnot during your jokes. Do you bring up people in the audience? Do people have to be a little bit worried if they stand out of the crowd?
I mean, if you're a horrible person, I'm going to make fun of you.
How do you know if someone's a horrible person, though?
How do you know? Because they yell out. Like
hecklers.
Oh, hecklers, okay.
Or they have ducks for pets. I don't know.
I don't think it's a horrible... I mean, you can be a good person with a duck. I mean, I've never met one before, but...
I invited you in studio. Then you could have said,
you were going to feed me to your dog.
Vice versa.
You know, it's funny because I remember when we were in Vegas and we were reviewing a show. I think it was George Lopez that he got after some... audience members that
told
him
to leave.
Yeah, he said, go leave. Get out of here.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was hilarious.
He was not shy about that.
He goes, if you don't like my humor, leave. They'll give you
a
refund.
And they did.
Go ahead.
Well, escorted out by three ducks.
Taylor, do you find that a lot of your audience members are familiar with your comedy from America's Got Talent? And, of course, you were also on Last Comic Standing as well, right?
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, I think it's great that you have a duck, first of all. I'm jealous a little bit. And... But I'm so lucky that, I mean, I've been doing this for over 11 years now. Because of America's Got Talent, people are coming to see me on purpose. And when you're at a place like the Improv, people are spending they're not, it's not a free show. So
it's
people
a
are
two
like,
drink minimum.
Saying, here's $20, whatever. Please make me laugh. Mm-hmm. So it weeds out people who are like, why am I here? Who's this weirdo on stage? And then people are paying money. They're like, wow, it's that weirdo. We paid to see him. Great. So I don't get too much nonsense, but sometimes someone brings friends or there's like there's a Christmas party. There's a group who didn't know what they were coming to see, which is so crazy. I mean, why would you go to a comedy show where you don't research who you're going to see? It's like if my friend said, let's go see a movie, I want to be like, okay, it's a movie. I would be like, what kind of movie is it? When they look up a trailer. But people know, people just go sometimes. Well, sometimes they have fun too, but I don't know.
Well, that's what surprised me at that George Lopez show, because it's like he had just started, and you know how he is. He makes jokes just like you do. You know, you have to be able to find fodder and humor throughout life, and sometimes it's racial. Sometimes there's many different aspects that you bring out the humor in, and I guess some people were offended, and I was like, seriously, you don't know this is his style of humor?
Yeah, like Don Rickles.
Yeah, exactly.
People like to pick like one thing to be offended by. It amuses me so much. Like, I've done shows where people say the most horrible things on so many horrible subjects, but then I said one thing, and then they're like, that's offensive. I'm like, what about these other 50 things that these people said? You pick this to be offended by? Like, everyone needs to chill out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know...
But I'm not... Nothing I... If you're offended by my comedy, it's extra funny, because nothing I say is really, truly... controversial, or I don't do political stuff. I just say silly, ridiculous things, and just talk about duvets and Panera Bread and stuff.
Well, you did tone it down for that one America's Got Talent, right? They you did a whole routine that was safe for families and kids, right?
Oh, you're great. I love that you remember all this stuff.
I told you I'm a fan. I think, all seriousness,
not
you
a stalker,
are
not but
a
he
stalker,
is a fan.
But you are, you know, I thought you deserved to win in your season, and you are, you know, you are a very, very funny guy.
Well, it means so much to me. Thank you. If you guys want to come out, I can put you on my guest list.
Oh,
that's so
maybe,
sweet.
Maybe
tomorrow.
Oh, I'm busy. You're such a fan, huh? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
I didn't even say anything.
I just want you in my studio with my dog. I don't want to go too loud.
Well, no, actually, that was Dave, not Joseph.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't say
me.
Anything. I've got his email address,
exactly.
So I can set this up after the fact.
Yeah, no.
Wait, I thought there was one person. The three of you?
Yeah, there's three of us.
Oh, I thought it was just you just doing voices.
No.
Four of us.
There's actually four of us,
yeah.
Who's the guy who answered the phone?
That was me.
He sounded very cheery, didn't he?
You're so happy to answer the phone. I was like, he's like, what do you want? And I'm like, hey, I'm really on call today. And he's like, all right, hold on.
That's not true.
Well, see, that's how you would feel if we were in the room, all three of us laughing, cracking up, and you had to be inside the glass, because he's
on
the
other
side
of the glass.
Glass,
not inside.
So,
I have my own room.
Yeah. He feels like he's left out sometimes.
It's the court order, you know.
You're like the Pope. You're like the Pope during a parade.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
In the Pope-mobile.
He's in the
Pope-mobile right now.
Exactly.
So, Taylor, we know that you've had this thing with Heidi Klum. Last year, you had a few scenes on America's Got Talent.
I
Those
was going to say,
hilarious.
Wait a minute, does Seal know about that?
But
we're not together anymore.
Are you
well,
going
not,
to be
not together yeah. anymore? I know, but still.
Are you going to be doing anything for America's Got Talent this year, possibly?
I hope so. I mean, we'll see. I'm not going to say no, you know. I actually was at the taping a couple days ago just hanging out, and I saw Heidi. Mm. She's still great. She really is. They're all amazing people.
Yes.
I saw Howard. I talked to him for 20 seconds. I love that. Like, it's better to me if Howard Stern. I'm like, hey, Howard, I haven't seen you in a year. How are you? He's like, fine. Bye. That's funnier to me than if you want to sit down and talk for an hour.
Yeah, Dave here in studio likes to call Howard Stern Howard Stearns. You know, every single time he says Howard's name.
No, one time
Stearns.
I got it right.
One time he
I
got it right.
I call him Sam Stearns.
Sam Stearns?
Dave,
that's close.
Dave has a problem with names.
I know my name.
He's gotten my name wrong on almost every single show we've
not
done.
Not every show. I have proof it's only occasionally.
Always gets my name right.
Oh, yeah. Eric Reiner.
Well, Eric is kind of hard not to, but.
What?
What? Everybody gets my name wrong except
yeah,
for Dave.
Exactly. Oh, thank you. I have an ally here.
Well, Taylor, do you have any bear jokes for us?
Wait, I was trying to figure out what on earth you guys were talking about when
we
started the segment.
Wait, okay, today, every show, every Breakthrough Entertainment is themed around a film. We gave a couple of huge thumbs up to Backcountry, which is a movie about a bear attack. And so, you know, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's bear show. So, you know.
B-E-A-R.
Yes, yes, not the other kind of bear. So, you know, have you ever run into a bear?
No.
Why would he?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
Good segue.
I thought you were talking about, like, there's a bear convention in South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, but I think you should do the...
Yeah,
the
let me,
one.
Yeah, let me
I
see
think,
if...
Let's see if what you think of Joseph's joke about bears.
Yeah,
not just joke, but his delivery and if he could play at improv.
That'd be terrible. I don't know, you know, but anyway. So anyway, we'll see if a professional comedian who's actually funny, like Taylor Williamson, you know, thinks
I can do
this. We've
got you
tongue-tied,
though,
I know.
Because you're such a fan, but you can do this.
Yes, okay.
Just
so Taylor...
Here we go.
Okay, Taylor, a bear walks into a bar and asks the bartender for a drink, and the bartender says, "We don't serve bears." And the bear says, "Look, well, if you don't serve me a drink, I'm going to eat that woman over there." And the bartender kind of just shrugs his shoulders. "Go ahead." So the bear eats the woman, sits back down, and says, "I demand that you give me a drink." The bartender says, "We don't serve bears on drugs."
How racist.
And the bear and the bartender says, I mean, the bear says, I'm not on drugs. What are you talking about? And the bartender says, "That was a barbiturate."
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Didn't work out too well, huh?
I didn't even
Wait, did you write that?
No.
It was his delivery.
It wasn't good?
Wait, you
can I open
you're retelling for you? Well, of course you can open it for me. If you bring the duck, you can do anything you want. If you said you were written that, I'd be like, that's very clever. I'd be impressed. I could never write a joke like that. Oh. I think you told it very clearly and concisely. I think it wasn't funny, but it was clever. But it's not on you. You did everything you could. You said it very clearly and cleverly. One of your co-hosts tried to ruin it and destroy everything, but you stayed on track. You didn't even go backwards. You respected your audience by not backtracking. You acted like we were listening and paying attention.
But Taylor, you know Smokey Bear, right? Smokey the Bear?
Oh, God.
Yeah? You know, why do Smokey Bear and his wife have a really bad sex life?
Why?
Because when things get hot, he throws dirt on her and hits her with a shovel.
Bad delivery.
You know what? I thought you were going to ask me. I thought we were having a real conversation here. I didn't know you were just...
He's still auditioning.
You thought that I was really asking you about Smokey the Bear.
I was actually curious. I didn't know he was married, and I was curious. You were making a mockery of their tumultuous relationship.
Or a mockery of his purpose in life.
Speaking of getting married and all that, not to, you know, say that, but are you seeing anyone? Just, I mean, in all seriousness, are you seeing anyone?
Why does that matter? Dude?
You make it sound like you're interested.
Stalker.
Greg wins the poll.
I have a girlfriend, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm sorry,
okay.
Bro.
Unfortunately. I hope she doesn't listen to this
well,
show.
Well, she is. This is your life, and we have her on line one.
Oh.
And she said, you're going to owe me now.
Taylor.
Wait. That's actually what she sounds like.
All right, there's competition.
You are so much fun to have on the show. We love it.
You are.
You guys are fun. So I know you get hanging up on me, but hold on. This whole duck thing, like, that must help you get girls until they see how you guys sleep together, right?
Not yet.
No, I've actually been told by my wingman to never bring that up around women.
Who's your wingman? The duck?
Yo. Pretty good. See, that's a joke right there.
Oh, yay.
I did it? I'm good.
Oh, come on.
Come on, that was an obvious joke.
Come on.
I'm the one that said it.
Yeah, but the way you delivered it was good.
It was good.
You know, we got Taylor and I have got to go out and hit the nightclubs on in Old Town Scottsdale or Mill Avenue, and we need to, you know, I'll be your wingman, you could be my wingman.
You can show them how it's done.
This is scary.
Let's go to Whataburger.
You'll be where?
Let's go to Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Is that where you hit on women?
No.
I think if you have a duck with you, I think you got to lower your expectations and meet a girl at like Cane's or Whataburger.
Yeah.
Well, Cane's might be
But I think that should help. If you were in L.A., you would be the cool guy with a duck, if I'm not kidding.
You should go and dress him up in a little tuxedo and you put him on a leash.
He has
and
a tuxedo outfit. That's what he wears during the Oscars.
Yeah, you'd be a babe magnet.
Wears that when we watch the Oscars together.
You can bring him to Walmart and start with a cougar.
What?
A grand cougar.
What do you wear when you watch the Oscars, Taylor?
What does he wear? What are you talking about?
Listen, keep asking yourself why I'm not in the studio.
Exactly. I'm getting a little nervous myself. Well,
Taylor, next time you're in town, we'd love to have you in studio in all seriousness.
And if you do come and Joseph gets weird, we'll put him in on the other side of the glass.
Yes, yes. I'll sit on the other side of the glass.
This is my room.
Keep me in the glass.
Yeah, there you go. That's an idea.
Yeah, you can visit with Eric for a while. Like the guy who excitedly answers the phone.
It's like the cone of silence. It protects you.
Yes, yes. Well, Taylor Williamson, tonight and tomorrow night, two shows tonight and one show tomorrow night at the Tempe Improv. It's $20, two drink minimum. Very much worth it. Taylor's a very talented guy, a very funny guy. I guarantee that you're going to have a great time.
Hey, thank you for having me and for the support. Really means a lot to me. And I'm not kidding. Again, I think having a duck is cool, and you need to just spin it a different way, and girls will like it more. Trust me. I know everything about life.
Yes, woo! Yes, you do. You do. You got Heidi. All right. Well,
okay.
Taylor Williamson, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you out at the 10 p.m. Improv. I'll send you an email.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. I got to get going. I'm really sorry, but I'll talk to you later.
Very good.
Bye.
Thanks, Taylor.
All right.
Oh, he's funny.
He is funny.
Yes, yes. On that note, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Of course, Great Outdoors, a Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett taking us into our break. Of course, Dan Aykroyd. You know that movie, right?
Which one? Great Outdoors?
The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I don't remember it, though.
Yes, it's older.
John
yeah.
Candy.
John Candy.
Wasn't John Candy in it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
All right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah!
We'll be right back. Need somebody to help me say it one time.